Was that incredible or what? Big round of applause for everybody. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Oh. I do want to say some thank yous before I have some thoughts here and we take our communion for the day. But years ago, Renee had this brainchild to interpret some of the songs of the Prince of Egypt at a church service on Sunday. And we were all so moved by it, and we decided we wanted to revive it and update it. And just an incredible job that so many people have been able to contribute to that. And particularly, I want to thank Renee and Christine and Jim and Wendy and so many others, but them especially for doing such a phenomenal job. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you. So, you know, we get the treat of seeing this like incredible illustration of scripture and coming to life and relatable and through the modern eyes. And I do want to give you a little bit of a glimpse into what's been going on. This has been months in the making. These are all volunteers that put this on. Students took breaks from studying their finals to rehearse. I know maybe that wasn't wise, but anyway. People changed their work schedule and took time off work to rehearse. Their costumes were made from scratch. People, all right, give it up to Gia and many others who helped there. Videos were edited, scripts were written, lines memorized, producers, directors, stage managers, crew, dancers, actors, musicians, singers. Guys, this is your church. This is your church. You know, I think it's also appropriate that we get to see this at the beautiful Time Center just steps away from the Broadway houses of New York City, that we could see an incredible performance give such great honor to God in such a fantastic way. It just really is incredible. What we want to do now is open our Bibles and look at a couple passages to remind us of this series and then to be able to bring it home into our discussion of Jesus. So let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 18 and verse 23. Exodus 18 and verse 23. You know, as we've been talking about earlier, this whole exploration, this whole series has been to try to figure out what home means for us. And in Exodus 18, 23, I'll read out of the New Living Translation. It says, if you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you'll be able to endure the pressures, and all these people will go home in peace. Home in peace. And what I really want to focus in on here is this incredible word, peace. That if you obey God, you're going to find home, but you're going to find it in peace. What is peace? Well, in the Hebrew language, which the Bible, the Old Testament, was originally written in, this word peace is the word shalom. And we've talked about this word in church before. This word shalom that maybe you hear Jews greet each other with. Shalom means peace or greetings or hello or goodbye or farewell, but it also means so much more and so many deeper qualities, like not just that peace to you, like peace out or what's up, but peace as in I am at peace, I am in congruency, I am in sync with nature, I am in sync with God, I am in sync with one another, that all of my relationships are at peace, that I live a whole life, not a broken life, in peace. So shalom is a big word. It's a big word. And when we're even watching the play in front of us and watching Logan deal with some of these intense questions like, man, I feel stuck or I have doubt or I don't fit in. We can all relate to those questions, right? Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like you doubt? Have you ever felt like you're not sure where you fit in if you're at peace at all? The parents in the play, I love it. They're trying to help support him and help him just see that he has the power of God with him and a family around him and friends to support him. And then I think most importantly, that anytime he wants to, he can open up to the pages of scripture and that God himself can speak to him through his word. You know, in John chapter 14, in verse 23, it says, Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. You ever saw that credit card commercial that says, never leave home without it? It's a good reminder, right? If you're forgetful, you ever left your keys at home, or your phone at home, or your credit card, or you lose it somewhere, right? And you're like, oh man, should have done with a commercial reminding me. You know, never leave home without it. You need that. You know, you could always have things stolen. Someone could take your credit card. Nowadays, they have technology just to wipe all your information out and fraud your card. Scary, right? You could have it stolen. Your dog could eat your credit card. I mean, that has happened. But you know what's cool about God? He can't be stolen. He can't be eaten. He doesn't get lost. He knows where he is at all times. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. He's our everlasting, unbreakable, unstealable home that goes with us wherever we are. In John 14, in the same chapter, just a little bit later, as we continue to talk about this idea of shalom, shalom and home together, it says, I'm leaving you with a gift. This is Jesus talking before he goes and dies on the cross. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. You know, it's exciting to get a Christmas gift. Anyone excited to get a particular gift this Christmas? All right, no one wants to admit it. All right. Maybe you have a list. Maybe you have something you're looking for. Maybe you're going to buy yourself something on that list. We look forward to Christmas. We look forward to getting a gift. I love Christmas personally. Anyone Christmas favorite holiday? All right. You love, there's so many things about it, right? The pageantry and the trees and the singing and the carols and the chocolate. I don't know. Is chocolate part of Christmas? It's part of my Christmas. I love it. You know, one year, many years ago, we were going through a challenge in our personal lives, my family, and financially it was pretty tough. And so we were planning on a Christmas without any gifts. And it was just going to be us and the kids happy together. We were looking forward to it. We were grateful. We had each other. We had our health, but we just didn't have any money and we weren't going to do gifts that year. And one day that we were on our way somewhere, someone had given us an envelope in a group that we were meeting with, some church folks, and we didn't know who it was because it was an anonymous envelope given to someone else to give to us. And we're on our way home, and we opened this envelope, and in the envelope was money. You ever get an envelope full of money? Some people are like, nope, I never have. Up to that point, I don't think I had either. But anyway, we opened it up. It was $1,000. I have no idea who gave us his money. And Arlene and I are in the car. We were in LA at the time when we actually drove places. And she looks at me and she opens this up and we immediately both start crying. And it was amazing. All it said was Merry Christmas. And you go, wow, that really changed things for us. But then you start thinking, because $1,000 is a lot of money, right? And it's amazing. And we cried. But in the end, that money got spent pretty quick. I don't know how long it took. We had a lot of ideas. We started making a big list about, oh man, look at all this. We could pay this bill. We could pay that bill. It's like, oh man. And it's gone. And I realized as I get older, I value money less and less. I care more about this idea of being at peace when I go to bed at night. I care more about this idea that I want to just be doing right by God and not feeling a guilt or a regret about my life. Now, for those who are younger, envelopes full of money, I know that still is awesome and that's great. But for those, and I know it'd be awesome for those of us who are older too. I get it. But as time goes on, you realize there are more important things. There are more important things. This idea of shalom, finding a home, finding a place in your life. You can have all the money in the world and not feel like you have a place or a purpose. And this is the gift that Jesus is talking about in John 14, 23. He says, I'm leaving you a gift. I'm leaving you shalom. It's a peace that I give and a gift that the world can't give. If you haven't decided to follow Jesus yet in your life and you came here for church either for the food or the gifts or the program or the performances or the singing or because your family member or your coworker or your neighbor said you're coming, I'm really grateful you're here and this is an incredible opportunity for you to understand more about who Jesus is and what that gift is all about, to have shalom in your life. You know, Jesus is not just in a couple of books in the New Testament of the Bible. We read Jesus throughout all the Bible. Really, the Old Testament, the New Testament, all of Scripture is really about Jesus. And as we have been studying the Exodus these last several weeks, we have learned that. We learned about Moses being similar to Jesus, that when Jesus comes in later, thousands of years later, there's a lot of things that remind us of what Moses did And that's on purpose, to remember these similarities. I'll give you some examples. Moses was threatened as a baby by Pharaoh. Herod also chased down baby Jesus out of fear that he would take over his kingdom one day. That's an incredible similarity. Both actually found shelter among the Egyptians when the threat was on their life. Both were raised with a legal right to become king, but were oppressed among the Hebrew lower class. It's a lot of similarities. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness battling demons before he realized his true purpose. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness battling the devil before he started his ministry's true purpose as well. Both fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses freed his people from slavery through the sacrifice of a perfect lamb. Jesus freed his people from sin through his own sacrifice, later to be called the perfect lamb. Moses led the people through the waters of the Red Sea, and eventually they'd go to the promised land of Canaan. Jesus led the people through the waters of baptism and into the ultimate promised land of heaven. You want more? Eventually, Moses would give the law from a mountain, the commandments for specific sins and actions, right? Jesus would also get on a mountain, but give a new law, one that would convict the heart from the inside out, not the outside in. See, Jesus is our truer Moses. He's our better version of all the prophets. That's why Jesus is the perfect lamb, our Savior. You know, Exodus is a book all about Jesus. The whole Bible is all about Jesus. He's the beginning. He's the middle. He's the end. He's the why we have Christmas at all. And we talk about this X for the X series. X marks the spot, the crossroads of where we find home. Sometimes we also see Christmas characterized by the X in front of the M-A-S, right? Xmas. And we go, what is that? What about Christ in the Christmas? And sometimes we can get faked out and think, oh man, they're stealing our Jesus away. All right? And it is cool that the whole world's talking about Jesus around this holiday, right? Sometimes they have no idea what they're talking about, but that's where we come in and we can share about what the real Jesus is. But don't forget that that X is also in the Greek, the first part of the word Christ, that chi. What is that? Well, that's the X. That's X marks the spot. See, Jesus is truly our home. Jesus is where all of it comes together. Jesus is the intersection of the Bible and the intersection of our faith. X is a really cool place to be. As we prepare our hearts for the communion, I want to remind you what we started with, and that is this great scripture. And it's really the advice that Jethro gives and just sang to us a few minutes ago. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you'll be able to endure all the pressure, all the pressures of New York City. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. To endure every single deadline, all the crazy responsibilities that you have, everyone hanging on you and all the work that you have to do, or that cog in the machine goes down and you're gonna get fired. Oh my gosh, every time I wake up tomorrow morning, we go to work and we face those pressures again. The answer is here. You want to face and endure through those pressures? God gives you the answers. And it says all these people will go home in peace. True shalom in our homes. Let's remember Jesus, the real hero of the Exodus, as we pray for the communion. Let's bow our heads. God in heaven, we thank you again for this opportunity to be here right now. We're so thankful for those who are our guests today and who will partake in this great meal that has been prepared for us. God, help us to remember that you provide all the answers that we're looking for, answers that sometimes we don't even know we're looking for. Trying to find that place where we fit, trying to deal with the doubts of our heart, trying to escape from the clutter, the pressures, the responsibilities, and all the things that keep mounting that seem like they're really important, but in the end are just not that important. God, we ask that right now at this time, as we even remember Jesus dying on the cross and raising from it on the third day, that as we take the bread and take the cup, that you'll help us to remember that we are freed from all of the shackles of this life, that we spiritually can know what home is, that we can have a place in you, that we can be right with you, that we can go to bed at night and not feel the regret of a life that wasn't worth living, but rather we could feel the true purpose, your purpose, manifested in our lives. God, thank you so much for this church where I personally feel like I have a home, where you have just done so many great miracles and allow me to see the love of people, the love that your son Jesus began 2,000 years ago. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for the communion. Thank you for all that we've done today. Thank you for being our home. In Jesus' name, amen.